from, you know, when I was involved, 14, 15 years old. We were all for, everybody was for that. But as far as involving yourself in the legal things that they were doing, no.
What kind of things did you agree on?
In the first place, who were the women suffragists that were doing this? They were the bourgeois. And we didn't have any contact with that. I had contact with Emma Goldman's movement and Margaret Sanger's movement, but not with the bourgeois.
That's what I'm asking. Did you perceive feminists as basically bourgeois?
I didn't have to perceive it, I saw it. There wasn't anything to think about. That was there. You see, it was very open. There was no covering up. No. And don't forget, I did plenty of starving in this country. And my sister and my brother-in-law really died of starvation. That's where then they got TB. They died of starvation. And my main goal was to raise healthy children. They were a picture of health. Due to the fact that I didn't care what else we have, food for the children, one little dress, pair of rompers, taking them to the park in the morning, putting them in the afternoon for a nap, and then washing and dressing, taking them again to the park. That was all I was involved in, and never taking to the children to the smoky meeting rooms where all the anarchists had their children laying around, neglected. Well, I'm really not acquainted how most people felt. I can only say to me there wasn't any question about it because this was not the kind of a woman that wants any freedom for anybody. Whatever they were doing, they were the bourgeois people that had everything they wanted. Mm-hmm. It didn't interest me.
Yeah.
Now, what interested me was the poverty and the injustice for the women and men and children, for the general people, for the poor people.
Well, they really, from the way you saw them, they were having very little contact with anyone but themselves.
Probably. Now, Emma Goldman did have some of the rich people that patronized her, and she did have such a friendships.
Like the club women, those kinds of people?
Yeah, well, they would take her out for a lecture, and she gave it to everybody the way she saw. She wasn't patronized to anybody. But she began to dress in nice clothes. Elizabeth Firm, Auntie Firm, criticized her for her fancy clothes. Yeah, there were always some liberals that were helping liberal movements. But I'm not too acquainted with that, but I know they were there. But
they were in a sphere that was totally different.
Oh, sure. And Emma Goldman's lectures, even later when she was already deported, that letter that I showed you saved everything. When she was already deported, the hall was full of these intellectual snobs. They were all coming to the lecture. I don't know whether they contributed much to the movement or anything, but some of them were really friends. They became friends with Emma Goldman. She could dish it out to anybody, just the same as to anybody else, but that she wouldn't stop because of that. But they probably came. There are always some rich people that are intellectually interested in these ideas.
That's what I meant when I asked you about people when you were on strike and all the kind of intellectuals that would filter in
I don't remember them. To the lectures, yes, but not to the shop.
No.
I wouldn't see them there. People in general are the same way no matter what they call themselves. Some are good people, some are nice people, some are bad people, some are nasty people. They're all kinds. And basically, I have my way with people in general. You can be whatever you want, but I am whatever I am. So it doesn't affect me. that way. I think, I don't know whether I told you about it or not, but I worked, I was working in a ceramic class. One woman was from the Butch Society, and they were a group of people with, from one church, and no matter what, and I was working in the civil rights movement for fair housing, things like that. I just didn't mix the politics with what I was doing. I was there for these ceramics, and they respected me as a person. When I had to talk to the woman, the butcher, when she was referring to a strike of the retail clerks, and I told her as an individual, separate, not with the whole group, and I told her about it in the way that she could understand that I don't know about this this strike, but if my husband wouldn't belong to a union, I wouldn't be able to feed my children. I don't know how it was with you, but I would have not been able to feed my children. And this, I mean, I thought she'd never speak to me, but she came around the next week, and she thought about me all week, she says. I says, why? I thought you were a great humanitarian. Why? Because she sees me as I am. And I don't have to discuss politics with her, except to knock her down when she is stepping on me, telling me that the retail strikers are terrible people because they shouldn't strike, the retail clerks in stores.
When you were with the anarchists and the women anarchists that you knew, one of the things I'm interested in is, like, the thing now in terms of women starting to relate to other women on deeper friendship levels. Did you find that happening within the anarchist circles?
These things are always happening, no matter what you call it. There were some that were... The fact that they were in the anarchist movement didn't mean that they were anarchists, and it didn't mean that they understood what it was all about. Or somebody, for instance, had a leader, a speaker, that was their boyfriend or husband or something. But not everybody was an anarchist. Whether it was a man, there are lots of men that I know from the old school, especially the older people, that were, let's say, caught in Siberia and kept in jail, and they didn't know anything about anarchism. They were caught with everybody else, and they didn't know anything about anarchism, even though they were in jail for it. There were lots of people that were just people, and there isn't such a thing as you can say, women were one way or the other. People group themselves according to their likings. For instance, I become friends with you because we have some kind of a connection and we appeal to each other. Now, the fact that you call yourself a socialist, now call myself an anarchist, wouldn't affect it that way. We might have discussions, but you'll like each other for what it is. Now, the same way, I relate to people in general. Now,